It's quite obvious, and many of these statements are quite self-evident, that we are of the understanding that we offer women immediate breast reconstruction on the pretext that we are actually improving their quality of life. That is our perception. But quite importantly, we know that issues of long-term survivorship are becoming important, and so quality of life extending into the future is therefore of increasing emphasis. Certainly, we want to make the clear point that up until now, we have focused on clinician measures of outcome, largely complication rates, and certainly our attempts at various forms of cosmetic evaluation, all of which you know are non-standardized and therefore a minefield. But most importantly, we need to bring back into the foray the patient-reported or centered measure. But notwithstanding, this has to be done in the context of what we call scientifically validated tools. A systematic review of all the English literature on quality of life as a primary outcome in breast reconstruction has been conducted since 1978 and shows that we're working in an evidence chiasm, really, or a situation where we have no clear dogmatic recommendations that we can make. And that has been accepted and will shortly appear in press in Annals of Surgery.